Hello, Awe Islanders. Welcome to Be Calm on Awe Island, now part of the Quad Pod Network. Today we are happy to share a favorite story and relaxation with you. Before we begin, we want to remind the grown-ups who are listening that hundreds of Be Calm on Awe Island episodes are available on Patreon. You can find just the right story at patreon.com/Awe Island. Now, let's get ready to relax.
Hello, everyone. Let's get ready to be calm on Awe Island. Have you been taking your deep dragon breaths? They're so relaxing. Now, let's see if you have everything you want for our story today. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax. Set your listening buddy to your side. And let's start by taking 3 deep dragon breaths. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your chest and belly, and then out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire. Ready? Okay. Deep breath in and out. Feel your legs, back, and belly soften. Again, deep breath in and out. Now, as your chest, arms, and shoulders relax, think of a papa penguin gently tucking his baby onto his feet to shield the little penguin from the cold. You feel connected and loved, just like the baby bird. Last one. Fill up your chest and belly. Deep breath in and out. Close your eyes as your head, face, and neck soften, completely relaxed. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Enjoy the feeling of relaxation and hold your hands as if you are holding a beach ball. You are holding a ball of loving energy. Can you feel the energy ball growing? Feel the warmth in your hands. Now slowly move your hands apart. Then towards each other, now apart again, then towards each other. Bring the ball of energy up to your heart and allow the energy to melt into your body. Your heart is happy and warm as you place your hands on your chest. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. As you enjoy the feeling of energy warm your body, the energy divides and streams to both sides of your body, Feel it flow just under your arms and then back towards your heart. Breathe in through your nose and then out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire. Deep breath in and out. The energy continues streaming down towards your legs. Feel it flowing down your legs and out your big toes. Imagine the energy rolling into a big, colorful ball at your feet. Watch as the energy hovers by your feet, the colors spinning. Now, imagine the ball splitting into two, and each ball melting into your big toes. Feel the warmth and take a deep dragon breath in and out. As you enjoy the feeling of energy in your feet, now, feel the loving energy slowly flow up your legs, warming them. The energy streams up towards your heart, then out, circling just under your arms. Enjoy the gently flowing energy, and let's take another deep dragon breath. Fill up your chest and belly, in and out. Again, imagine energy rolling in a big, colorful ball at your feet, splitting into two, and each ball melting into your big toes. Feel the warmth and take a deep dragon breath in and out. As you enjoy the feeling of energy in your feet, the loving energy slowly flows up your legs, warming them. It streams up towards your heart and then out, circling just under your arms. Enjoy the gently flowing energy and let's take another deep dragon breath. Fill up your chest and belly, in and out. Continue to feel the warmth of the energy, and let's take three more deep dragon breaths. Remember to breathe in through your nose, filling up your chest and belly, and then out, pretending you are breathing fire. Deep breath in and out. Feel your legs, back, and belly relax. Again, deep breath in and out. Now as your chest, arms, and shoulders relax, think of a papa penguin gently tucking his baby up onto his feet to shield the little penguin from the cold. You feel connected and loved, just like the baby bird. Last one. Fill up your chest and belly. Deep breath in and out. Keep your eyes closed as your head, face, and neck soften, completely relaxed. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Ella's New Friend. The little girl peeked outside the window at the blue sky, fluffy white clouds, and bright sun. She sighed. Ella knew what would happen next. Her family was having a party today, and her dad needed help getting ready for the guests. Ella had been busy cleaning all day, while her stepbrother Tom and her stepsister Tracy had organized the same toy box over and over. Ella suspected they were just playing. Tom and Tracy had a habit of saying they would help, and then just working on one thing until Ella had cleaned everything else. Ella looked over at Tracy and Tom, thoroughly organizing the toy box. They certainly were having fun. Ella wished she had someone to play with like that. She just didn't fit in with Tracy and Tom. They liked different things than she did. Ella's dad called. "Ella, can you help me?" And she hopped off of the sofa. Her break was over. "Coming, Dad," she said. Ella smiled, happy to help her dad. She guessed that it only bothered her that Tracy and Tom were playing because she felt alone. If she had a friend, too, maybe she would feel better. Still, she didn't understand why she was always the one asked to help, and her stepbrother and sister were able to do whatever they wanted. Sometimes she felt like her parents loved them more. Ella skipped over to her dad and gave him a hug. The hug surprised Ella's dad, but he could tell she needed some reassurance and hugged her so tightly he lifted the little girl off the ground. He said, "Love you too. Now, let's get this place picked up." Ella helped her dad finish tidying up the kitchen. As they finished wiping the counters, Tracy and Tom closed the toy box, finally finished. "Great! We're almost done," her dad said. "Just one more thing to do." At that, Tracy and Tom hurried away. Ella crossed her arms, feeling a little annoyed. "Oh well, guess it's just you and me, Ella," her dad said with a sparkle in his eyes. "Let's tape up the decorations." "Okay," Ella said, and she and her dad slowly transformed their house into a colorful tropical destination. As Ella added the last decoration, she took a moment and looked around. She felt proud. The house looked fantastic, and she had made it that way, even if no one else knew why the house looked so good. Ella knew. Her dad stepped next to her and said, "Now let's get ready to have some fun." Ella hurried upstairs and cleaned up for the party. Tom and Tracy were the first downstairs, eager to play. When Ella walked downstairs, she saw her stepbrother and sister playing with a group of their friends. Once again, Ella felt alone. She looked around to see if there was anyone she could play with. As she stepped into the kitchen, she heard someone say, "Hi, I'm Kumar." Ella turned, and there was a boy smiling broadly and holding his hand to greet her. Ella smiled, took his hand, and said, "I'm Ella. Do you want to play a game?" "Sure," Kumar said, and the two hurried off to find the games. Before long, Ella and Kumar were giggling and laughing as if they'd known each other forever. When Ella was called to help her stepmom set up the food for dinner, Kumar came along to see if he could help. They sat together for dinner and then found some sidewalk chalk to draw with. Ella and Kumar were nearly finished with their masterpiece when they noticed it was getting difficult to see. "Maybe we should get some flashlights," Ella suggested. "Great idea," Kumar responded, and Ella hurried into the house. As she scurried out with the flashlights, her dad and Kumar's dad followed her. "Wow," they said as they saw the chalk island drawing Kumar and Ella had created. "That's wonderful. I hate to tell you this, Kumar, but now it's time to go home." "Can we play together again soon?" Kumar asked. "Yes, can we?" Ella asked. "I think we can do that," the two dads smiled at each other. "Let's meet at the park tomorrow," Kumar suggested. "Is that all right, Dad?" both Ella and Kumar said at the same time. "I think that would be fine. How about we have a picnic?" "Great idea," Kumar's dad said. The two friends hugged and said goodbye. Then Kumar walked home with his dad, and Ella walked into her house with hers. "Oh, who's going to clean up after the party if we're going to the park to meet Kumar?" Ella asked. Her stepmom said, "Oh, Tracy, Tom, and I will pick up. And since I'm pretty sure the toy box is already completely organized, they will be able to help." Tracy and Tom looked at their mom in surprise. Ella smiled and giggled a bit as she walked up the stairs. Ella yawned as she got ready for bed. She stretched and hopped into bed, snuggling into her fluffy pillow, feeling cozy and warm. Ella thought of all she had to be grateful for. She was grateful she had helped her dad get ready for the party. Ella was happy to have met Kumar. Most of all, Ella was thankful and excited that she had found a friend who seemed to understand her. Ella finally felt like she belonged. Ella closed her eyes, gave herself a big hug, and then relaxed, wishing everyone a peaceful night. She took a deep dragon breath in and out. Ella took another dragon breath, calming her body in and out. And smiled. Then, one more deep dragon breath, in and out. Her mind quieted, and Ella fell asleep, looking forward to playing in the park with Kumar. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.